The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
Well, another week's flown by. Christmas just around the corner. Tuesday, Biffo graced us with his presence and we had quite the character on Kid in the Car. She was great. Have a listen.
Kids in the car.
25 past 8, Kid in the Car time. Hello, Jasmine.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Which school to go to, Jasmine?
Wacker Primary.
Right, okay. And whereabouts do you live?
What Connors Key.
Connors Key.
Wow.
Don't you like living in Connors Key?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Liverpool?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Jasmine, what's your favourite pop group or singer?
Girls Aloud.
Girls Aloud.
Good one.
And which is your favourite one out of Girls Aloud?
Nicola.
Nicola. She listens to the show. Would you like to say hello to her?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Hi, Nicola.
Hi, Nicola. Have you got any brothers or sisters?
Yeah.
What have you got?
A twin brother, Zach.
Yeah?
And I've got a sister. She's at Manchester and she's gone to university.
Right, fantastic. So she's very clever, is she?
Yeah.
Are you clever?
Yeah.
What would you like to do when you grow up?
A singer.
You want to be a singer? Can you sing?
Yeah.
Well, what's your favourite song that you like to sing?
I like to sing Leona Lewis.
Leona Lewis. Would you like to sing a little bit of Leona Lewis for me now?
No, thank you.
Oh, go on, Jasmine. Just sing a little bit for me.
Just the beginning.
I'll put you an advert.
You can sing me an advert?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
Very good. I love the music to that advert.
Claire actually looks like the people on the advert. Yeah. They have the big long noses.
I do, actually. Yes. Thank you, Kevin.
Jasmine, can you say, oh, man?
Oh, man.
Well done. Right, believe you got a joke for us this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, then. Jasmine Chapman from Connors Key, let's have your joke.
How do you keep flies out of the kitchen?
Say again?
How do you keep flies out of the kitchen?
Go on, Claire.
How do you keep... I don't know, Jasmine. How do you keep flies out of the kitchen?
Take the living room with manure.
Sorry, I couldn't quite hear. Jasmine, well done. Do you want to say hello to any of your friends?
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
I would like to say hello to my friends Amy, Bethany and Amelia.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Before you go, let's have that advert again. I love it. Jasmine, well done you. Thanks for coming on and have a nice day and a very Merry Christmas.
Hi, Kev.
See you later.
Kev.
Someone else there.
Who else is on the phone there?
Oh, it's your twin brother.
That's my brother.
Your twin brother?
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah. I'm Kev.
You're welcome.
Can you put Hey There Delilah on?
Hey There Delilah?
Yeah.
I'll bang it on for you in a minute, okay?
Okay.
Have a
Kev,
nice... Yes?
Yeah? I'd like to say Liverpool is...
Don't say that.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. See you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
In the car.
Mayhem in Connors Key.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
So good news, Gillian Gibbons back on UK soil after being freed from jail in Sudan. No news on the teddy bear though this morning. Posh in the news, described as appearing uncomfortable on stage in Vancouver. Not being funny, when does she ever look comfortable?
I know.
That advert on the television, you just see her walking through the store, she just can't walk.
Weird.
Very bizarre. David Beckham made a surprise visit to Vancouver to see his wife's group on their first reunion concert. Apparently, he was planning to catch up with them in San Jose, but he didn't know the way. Couldn't be sister, sorry. And Posh, of course, has been putting clips of her normal life on her website, including one of her putting on her makeup. But surely that's not a clip, is it? That's a feature-length film. 22 minutes to 9, Biffo's on the line. Morning, Biffo.
Buzz, 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 buzz. Put it out in our kitchenette.
It's hanging all right this morning, thanks, Biff.
Laughing, you blizzard. When's the Essex girl back here?
The Essex girl, I think she's back tomorrow, actually. She's in America.
So she's going to be dead funny, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's on the wireless.
She's gone to funny school.
Listen, kidder.
What?
I want to say hello to a mate of mine.
Yeah.
A little special mate of mine. I give him a little tinkle.
Yeah.
On Saturday night.
Right.
But I said I'd say hello to him this morning.
What's his name?
So can I just say a big hello to Josh?
Josh.
All right, Josh. All right, Posh, Josh. How's it hanging, Joslington? Oh, man. All right, Josh.
Oh, man.
Have a good day today, kidder. Have
right.
a nice day in school and all that. And nice to all your family as well.
All right.
Hey, where was I, Steve?
You were talking.
Oh, these chickens back up, aren't you?
Say again.
What's all that about? He got in that teddy bear. Out of order, isn't it, kidder?
Oh, it's not
hey,
on.
You know, I've got a teddy bear called Osama.
Have you? Why do you call him
yeah,
that?
I've
Osama.
Got a teddy bear called Osama.
Why
do you
call
know why
him?
I called him Osama?
Well, no.
Because I can't find him
anywhere. You can't find him anywhere.
Well,
Biffo, are you there?
Something wrong with
it. Something wrong with your phone. Something wrong with your phone there, Biffo.
Of Jamaica.
I can't hear him. I don't know what's happened there, but the phone's gone off. Morning, Biffo, and morning to his mate Josh as well. 20 to 9, it's Kev Seed and the crew getting seedy till 10 o'clock. Good morning.
The Kev Seed Breakfast Show. Radio City 96.7.
Thursday, Lisa was back from her comedy course over in the States, so we were all teasing her just a little bit, as you do. We also opened up the X-Files and were posing the question, can you stay friends with your ex? Take a listen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Thursday, 6th of December. This is Kev Seed. Kev Seed and the crew getting seedy till 10 o'clock. It's obviously worked, hasn't it? Because, I mean, she hasn't even said anything and I'm laughing. Oh, brilliant. What are we going up to yesterday? Yesterday it was a bit of a sad day. It was my dad's birthday yesterday, so done all the cemetery stuff and that. But I was with my mum last night, and we had some garlic bread with cheese on it. And as I was eating it, I thought, oh, stand by, nightmares tonight. And do you know what? It wasn't such a nightmare, but I just dreamt the whole, without being morbid, but the whole funeral thing, I relived again in my dream.
Really?
Everything.
Nothing changed. It was like exactly what it was originally.
So one or two little things changed, but it was just like, I thought, oh my God, I woke up all morbid and
That's
sad.
That's weird, isn't it?
But it's got to be the cheese, hasn't it?
I reckon, yeah.
Did I tell you about the time a fella came into what was walking past me when my dad shot many moons ago, and he'd been for a late drink in the pub. And as he was walking past, he was having a little chat. The shop was open late, and then he said, "Listen, he's warning us kids, don't eat cheese before you go to bed because you'll have nightmares." Right? And then he carried on talking, and when he was leaving, "Right guys, I've got to go. I'm off for a cheese sandwich." Like what? And he was serious. Right, what did you give him to yesterday, Nat?
I went home and was quite a bit tired, so I thought I'll just have a bit of a kip. Woke up to about 17 missed calls on my phone. I thought, oh my God, what time is it? 8 o'clock.
Really?
In the evening?
Oh, man. So I had a bath and then watched that film, 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good, isn't it? Good,
yeah. I watched that.
So, yeah, that was me.
Good on you. Based on Kevin, that, did you know?
That's right. Will it ever go? We can only live in hope, hey? What about you,
Liam?
Liam.
Hello. Just a bit of pottering yesterday, paperwork.
Pottering.
Little potter in the afternoon, bit of TV, bit of paperwork. Didn't have any tea, just snacked my way through the day.
Did you?
Bit of soup, bit of cheese, no dreams though.
No, what time did you have your cheese?
4 o'clock. 2 minutes past four it was.
I think there's a threshold. I think after anything after about 8 or 9 o'clock, you're knackered.
See, I like it though, because it's like a gamble. You might have dreams where you might have nightmares, but sometimes it's worth taking a punt on it. So.
You're like living on the edge, don't you?
Oh, wild in my house with my mum. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay. Liesl, what about you? Welcome back.
Thank you.
Oh, it's funny that. She's been on a comedy course in America. So how was it?
It was really good. Oh, Kevin!
You're killing me! That's when I can't even show the size of... Go on.
I
can see your hat.
Yeah.
No, listen. Listen, you listen to me. Give us your best. Give us your best gag.
No, it's just not. I don't have any. I'll stop it. It wasn't about that. Anyway, it was about film analysation, you know. I'll tell you something interesting, actually, if you want to hear something about comedy.
Please. There's a first.
The biggest thing I learned was about straight line, wavy line. So, no, it's like in a sitcom, you always have to have, like, the straight line is the person who reacts to the situation, and the wavy line is the person who causes it. No, it's the other way around, sorry.
Oh, no.
The wavy line is the person that reacts to the situation. The straight guy is the person that does the stupid things. So that's the most important thing that I learned.
I would have thought the most important thing you would have learned on that funny course is not about straight lines and wavy lines, just punchlines.
Did you go, Kev?
No, you've either got it or you haven't.
But apparently, you're not supposed to write punchlines into things.
Well, I didn't write that, did I? See?
Oh, anyway.
Top of his head, that one.
The course was really good.
Was it, yeah?
Yeah, and LA was very nice.
And tell them who you saw.
Oh, yeah. I was in a restaurant, I think I told you actually already.
Yes, you bought me this last night.
Yeah, I was in a restaurant eating my food and
as you do.
And we were studying Groundhog Day in our class the day before that. Oh yeah, we were analysing it, we're going it through frame by frame.
I've got phones like that, but I study.
the pause button's the key one when you're doing that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah, and rewind.
Slow-mo. Anyway, I looked over.
Go back to your favourite scene. Sorry, carry on. She's
got
to get frustrated. Sorry, come on.
It was Bill Murray.
Oh, I love Bill Murray.
Yeah.
No.
He was very grey though, but yeah.
Was he?
Yeah, he was really old. Actually.
Would you?
No. Yeah, I would just on the fact that he's such a talented actor, yeah.
Bob Dallas, hope for him. So, I get it. Well, what about talented radio presenters?
I've not met one yet.
It's worth
the money alone.
I've done it once.
I like that.
That's a nice scarf that you're wearing as well.
Banglington.
Did he call past India on the way here? Yeah.
That's from Urban Outfitters in America.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Is that an Indian store, is it?
No, it's like trendy and stuff, so. Right.
Trendy Indian kind of clothes.
Oh.
Nice. All right then, well, welcome back. We have missed you.
We have missed you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Claire, what about you?
I was busy yesterday. I did a bit of shopping and then I cleaned the bathroom and the kitchen and other things because I've just left the flat tip for ages. So finally did it and cleaned my spare room, which I was very proud of.
I did a bit of that the other day, my mum ran and she was
You feel
out.
So much better afterwards, don't you?
Oh, God, yeah.
I did. I commended myself. Won't tell you what I did, but and then one of the and then last night I fell asleep watching the 40-year-old virgin, not Tim the movie.
Yeah. As you watch Coronation Street. Right, there we go. Well, that's all we got up to yesterday. Welcome to a brand new day.
The Kev Seed Breakfast Show Podcast.
Now, I've got a little talky bit this morning. I'd like your thoughts on stuff in the news. Billy Piper. She's going to marry her boyfriend on New Year's Eve. Bit of a bizarre time to get married, New Year's Eve. But anyway, the reception's going to be held. This is where the talky bit comes in. The reception's going to be held in a pub owned by her ex-husband, Chris Evans.
Really?
After the church ceremony, the newlyweds and their guests will travel to the Lickfold Inn.
The what?
Never mind. In the little village of Lickfold.
I might go there. Yeah.
What a name for a pub.
I know.
Lickfold. Let's move on. Evans is going to help them celebrate at this as the party goes on into the new year, but he's going to be there. Miss Piper and Mr. Fox live just a short walk away from the church where they're going to marry, and they've got a lovely cottage in Midhurst. Now, have you noticed, like, Billy was at Chris's wedding recently. Chris is going to be at Billy's wedding. It's all this ex caper, isn't it? They still keep in touch. Now, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
Bad.
I see, I think personally on my side it's bad. I mean, I admit and I hate it. It's a horrible trait to have, but I am very jealous. And I admit it, and Tim knows that. But if he was still in touch with his ex and, you know, going out and, like, for dinner and, like, you know, just wanting to do coupley things with each other, I just find it very odd. Because you've got so much history, you know? And
it's difficult, though, isn't it? I mean, I think there's some people who probably wouldn't tell their currents that they're in touch with their exes.
When you say really? Some people, do you mean yourself?
No.
Yes, why are you going red?
No, but I'm single, aren't I? I'm single now. So it's... But I don't know. But I think that there are some people that don't crack on, you know, that they are in touch with their exes. But I'm still friends with some of mine.
I mean, it's okay if maybe just to be friends and like you don't keep it from your current partner, but I think it's a bit odd doing like the double date, you know, going out together for meals and stuff like that. I know
because like say your ex-boyfriend's there, they're probably thinking we've both been with her.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, so to speak.
It's a bit bizarre, is it? So at the talking bit this morning, we'd like to know what your thoughts are. Do you think it's right? Do you think it's wrong? The rights and wrongs of being in touch with your exes, being friends with your exes. Are you in touch with yours? Do you tell your current partner?
Yeah.
Does he or she know? I'm not going to... I'm going to say something else. I'm not going to kind of... I'm talking about people. No. Leave it. Yeah. What do you think? Do you think it's good? Do you think it's bad? Is it healthy? Is it unhealthy? Would you tell yours? Just let's have some thoughts on this, please. The new text number, 61025. Start your message with the word city and fire it off. 61025. Or call me, please, on 0151 472 0967. We're talking exes this morning.
Radio City traffic update with Wirral Council and Merseyside Police.
Then again, there's the not telling exes about exes.
Yeah, you get a whole different kettle of fish there.
There's some exes that don't like certain exes. There's another one, isn't there? Anyway, let's move on.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
Talking exes this morning. Because, of course, Billy Piper's getting married New Year's Eve, and Chris is going to be there. Chris got married recently. Billy was there. All very close. But, you know, is it good to be friends with exes or not? Would you allow it? What are your thoughts? We've got a caller hanging on the air. It's Kate. Hello, Kate.
Hi, Kev.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Now, you're in, or you're from Halewood. Tell us what you think. What are your thoughts on exes?
I think it just depends on how it's ended, to be honest with you, because I've just split up from my boyfriend about 5-6 months ago now, and we're still friends and we still see each other. At first it was a bit nasty, but now we speak to each other, and he's actually taken me out on Saturday for my birthday.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you not think that if by going out then... getting a bit drunk and stuff, that it could spark things up again?
No, I don't think so.
You never know, though.
Well, you never know, but I don't think I'm like that no more. I went to school with him also, so right. It's one of those things that we were friends in school, and obviously we ended up being boyfriends and girlfriends.
Yeah.
But no.
How long were you together?
5.5 years.
No, man, that's a long time.
Yeah. From 19.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that, Kate. I hope you have a great weekend. But,
if
anything does happen, do let us know.
I will do.
All right, Kate. Have a great time.
Bye.
Cheers.
You
see
too,
you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we've got some texts that have come through. My mum and dad celebrate 61 years married on New Year's Day. Getting married on New Year is lovely. I mean, I think the winter weddings are really nice as well. I mean, I think I'd rather have a summer wedding. But anyway, it says here, don't like ex-partners being too close. It's weird. Good morning to you, whoever sent that in. Another one, it's a good thing if you have kids to prevent hurt. If you don't love them anymore, surely it's better to get on than hate them. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's true. If kids are involved, I think, yeah.
Hey, Nestin, good morning. Another one here. It's okay to keep in touch with your ex just in case your current bed does your head in. You're still able to go bowling if you're steaming. Because on the show, of course, bowling was a nickname for How's Your Father? Anyway, Billy Randalls, good morning. Another one here. Kev, if I see any of mine, I run. I had a habit of picking mad women. Plus ass. Anyway, John in Norris Green, good morning. Another one. My wife goes for a coffee with my ex-wife. Oh, no. That's scary, that is. That's scary.
Yeah, because you're worrying about what they're saying about you.
Oh, my
That's dodgy, that. My wife goes for a coffee with my ex-wife, and my ex also looks after my young son from my current marriage.
It's different, though, isn't it?
There we go. Pete, good morning. Another one here. Let me see. This one is from a caller this morning. They've got this message here that says, my friend's husband had a childhood sweetheart before he married my friend. Last year, his childhood sweetheart lost her husband, and they became friends because of that. Last week, her husband left her for this other girl. Exes are well dodgy.
Very complicated, isn't it?
It's
very complicated. Again.
Yeah. Another one here. Exes are exes for a reason, and if it wasn't for a bad reason, we'd still be with them. That's not a bad point.
That's so true.
Kez in Chilwell, good morning. We continue. We'll talk about this some more. Talking exes this morning. Do you think you should be in touch with them? Would you tell your current? Do you think it's healthy? Do you think it's unhealthy? Liam pulling your face.
leave me out of this one.
I think the exes meeting up with ex-wives meeting up with
terrifying.
That is a scare. You know, if you go out and there's an ex and then you see another ex, it's just like, poor.
I'm still friends with my ex's mum and his stepdad, but I don't see him. No, I don't see him at all.
Would you like Tim to be friend with
no,
his...
No, I know. You know when Brad Pitt and Angelina, yet Jen apparently is still friends with Brad's mum, and that's causing friction with Angelina and Brad, apparently. I read it in the US magazine.
I've been to America, have you? Oh, man. All right.
Well, that's it for another week. Make sure you tune in next week on the Kev Seed Breakfast Show for all the latest gossip.
Tune in to the Kev Seed Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.